1071 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have a very exciting event that is coming up Friday, March 18th. You're going to want to get your tickets with Avondale United Church. Joining us in the studio, it's a pleasure to welcome Terry Sparling and Leslie Belland here with all of the details. Good morning to both of you and welcome.
Good morning,
Good
Jamie.
Morning.
All right, we have a very special event that's happening at Avondale United Church, and it's Friday, March 18th. Who wants to start off with the details? Terry?
Well, I'll get started just to sing the praises of the organizers. That would be Leslie Belland and Susan Wiggin. They have been so excited to plan this event. This would be the second that we've done, but of course we skipped a year. Really what's so significant about this St. Paddy's Day celebration is this was the last public thing we did together before we then closed the church in March of 2020.
Yeah,
so
it all happened in March.
We're going to be celebrating. We're celebrating more than just St. Paddy's Day.
It's a new beginning, shall we say. Absolutely. So it is the second St. Paddy's Day celebration with Avondale United Church. Leslie, can we get the details? This sounds like so much fun.
Oh, I think it will be a lot of fun. I know at our first event, March 14th, 2020, we had Strings and Traps playing as our entertainment. And so many people came to Susan and I afterwards and said, when can you get this group back again? We've just had so much fun tonight. It was like the last hurrah before the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. So we think the timing is right now. I think everybody is looking for an opportunity to get out and have some fun now that some restrictions are being lifted. So we have asked Strings and Traps to come back.
Awesome. They put on such a great show. They're great.
They do. They've been together for a long time. And they play something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to get up and dance, the dance floor is never empty. Now, it may be a little different this year.
True, yes, yes.
But we do have a big narthex at the church. So if the spirit moves anyone to get up and do a little jig, they're more than welcome.
I love it. So again, you got to get your tickets, but there's some different options. And it's quite a full evening, but there's different options available, if you will.
That's right. We are also offering a takeout dinner this year, and it will be prepared by Revival House.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So a classic Irish dinner that has got all sorts of great things, Irish stew, soda bread, I think bread pudding. It's lovely. And so tickets for the dinner are
$25. Okay.
Tickets for the show are also
$25. All right, fair enough. Yeah.
Well, I may just make a small correction to that.
Just do that.
It's all about checks and balances here.
It's Irish stew on a bed of mashed potatoes with Irish soda bread and a Bailey's chocolate brownie for dessert.
Oh, well, then listen to her.
Leslie, I'm glad you clarified. Well, that's great. So this is going to be just a fun Irish evening. So there's the meal and then there's the music. What a night.
Yes, and tickets can be bought individually. You do not have to buy for the dinner and show as a package, but tickets for either dinner or show are each $25.
Okay.
Can you remind us, what are we doing for the kids? I think that we had some details for to make it easier for families.
Yes. Well, there is no discount for youth for the meal.
Okay.
However, youth 16 and under for the show, they are more than welcome to come and just join at no extra cost.
Oh, there you go. So it can be a family affair, having lots of fun with this. And are you also streaming this as well, do I understand? Is that still a go?
Yes, we are. We are selling online streaming links. $25 as well, but if you choose that option, you only need to buy one.
Okay, well, there you go. So many options. Second St. Paddy's Day celebration. It's happening Friday, March 18th with the great people at Avondale United Church. And I know, Leslie, you really enjoy these sort of themed nights, if you will, and you always do a great job presenting these. So these are always lots of fun.
Oh, I do. I just enjoy watching people have fun so much. So it's very satisfying for me. We also, I'd like to mention, have quite a lineup of door prizes.
Okay, yes. Oh, the door prizes, of course. Yeah, you bet.
So there are many businesses in town that have come forth. You know, we've got Easter planters. We've got shamrock plants.
Okay.
We've got a beautiful stained glass Celtic knot that was created by glass artisans from Avondale United. Terry here, she and Elaine Strawbridge designed and made this Celtic stained glass knot. It's just beautiful.
Nice.
We have many gift certificates from restaurants around town. Dean Robinson, he launched his most recent book just before the pandemic started. It is called Not the Last Waltz, and he has offered one of those books for
a
prize. Of course, Rio Thompson's Chocolates. And we have a baker extraordinaire at the church who is offering an Irish cream cheesecake. So there's lots of goodies.
For sure. To be had. Sounds great. Terry, anything else?
Just to say that tickets are still available. We think that we can take ticket orders for dinner right into mid next week.
Okay.
But don't delay. Get your tickets today. It's just a simple matter of calling the church, 271-7946.
All right. Second St. Paddy's Day celebration. Again, it's Friday, March 18th with Avondale United Church. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great meal, great show with Strings and Traps. Anything else, Leslie?
Well, I should just mention that the show starts at 7:30 in the sanctuary at Avondale United. Dinner is, as I mentioned, takeout and can be picked up anytime between 4:30 and 6:30, right at Revival House.
All right. And, of course, so we'll share the details with mystraffordnow.com. We're looking forward to it. Second St. Paddy's Day celebration, Friday, March 18th, Avondale United Church.
And just to mention, to send people on their way, at the end of the show, the Avondale United Church Choir will be performing a beautiful old Irish blessing. Get people on their way. So.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's going to be a fun night. Terry Sparling and Leslie Belland, thanks so much for all the details with Avondale United Church.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.